Expat Life.
Music map of Scotland for St Andrew's Day.
Greetings, Xenophiles, hoots, and indeed mon. One we recorded earlier, and it's for St Andrew's Day because it's a public holiday and there might not be anybody here. So we thought, just to be sure, we'd record this in advance. So guess who is on the other line?
It's me, Steve.
It's Andrew.
It's him. That way is. We've got DJ, as usual, yep. Partner in crime for the song Ping Pong. This is a music map of Scotland because it's St. Andrew's Day now. St. Andrew, patron saint of Scotland, also of Romania. Yeah. It's one thing we share.
Yes.
So happy. So on this day in history, Dave, it's up to you now. It's your job today. So the 30th of November, last day of November, tomorrow's an important day as well, but now we're talking about today, 30th of November, on this day in history, what happened?
1872, the very first international soccer match, or football match, was played in Glasgow.
Oh, really?
Yep, and it was between Scotland and the old enemy, England.
And the current enemy.
1835, Mark Twain, the American author.
All right.
He of Huckleberry Finn fame.
That's
he
him.
Was born, he arrived.
Oh, okay.
And then 1874, there's nothing much recent happening on this day, but a real prime minister was born. The British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill.
Oh, a proper, yes. Let's talk about the opening track, which was, you might have recognised the voice of Edwin Collins. And the musical style also a little. But that was from his band called Orange Juice. He had a band called Orange Juice. From Glasgow, that began in 1976 as a band called The New Sonics. That's NU-Sonics.
Oh.
Which, no, it hasn't aged well.
No.
But anyway, that was him. I think it's your turn now.
It is. As there is a Scottish theme, everything will be related to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
First song, it's not a Stevie Wonder song, not the same name. It's by a group called Altered Images.
Right.
And Altered. Everyone of a certain age will remember.
Let me tell you a story about Altered Images, right?
Oh.
They were pretty much nobody, right? They were this sort of little Scottish raggedy, little
punky
kind of poppy band that were going nowhere and doing nothing. And suddenly they released a song that we're about to play, and it was a massive hit.
Mm.
Huge, out of nowhere. Boom, clear blue sky. They were on Top of the Pops.
Yes.
We had to see how long did it take to get Top of the Pops in? It was 7 minutes.
And that comes back later.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the tube later. They were on Top of the Pops on the Thursday. And suddenly, because they were number one, out of bush, like that.
Yep.
And on the Friday, I saw them at Durham University Students' Union. Because that had been booked before they were suddenly...
25p a ticket.
It was about 25p a ticket. And it was the most amazing gig, because were they in high spirits?
Of course.
Yes, they were. And I've never seen Durham University Students' Union so packed. Or everyone having such a... I got to see the band after the show.
Great.
Oh, and Claire Grogan, she's as charismatic and enigmatic and as gorgeous as anyone could possibly imagine.
And about 4 foot tall.
And about 4 foot tall on a good day.
Do you know how they got the name?
Well, how did they get the name Altered Images? No, until now, I've never really thought about it. Go on.
Yeah, well, it's from the Buzzcocks. The Buzzcocks' single Promises.
Yes.
And Pete Shelley of Buzzcocks fame, he kept changing the sleeve design over and over again. And that's where they picked it up.
Happy birthday.
So the Scottish bands, I mean, actually, we're playing music from a similar place, but also mostly right now from a similar time.
Yes.
We're doing late 70s, early 80s stuff all the way through here. So maybe that was like Scotland's Madchester years.
I understand what you mean. It could be.
They were all sort of punky, jangly guitars and shiny pop, but with a punky edge. You know, you had Aztec Camera, you had the Orange Juice, you had the Images, you had various. Yeah. Also, this other band, the Bluebells, with their jangly guitars. And yeah. Not much to say about the Bluebells, except about where it was co-written. This song, they only had one massive, massive, massive hit. You'll know it when you hear it.
Mm.
That one, it goes like that.
Mm.
And a bit fiddle. And so on. But we'll play it all in a minute. Co-written by, see if you can guess.
There's a Banana Rama theme here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Co-written by Siobhan Fahey of Banana Rama.
Yes. She comes from Down End in Bristol, where our house is.
There we go. So your neighbours, you're a Siobhan Fahey neighbour. Wow. Claim to fame. Get me your autograph, please. And see if she can bake us a cake. Anyway, so this song first featured on the Banana Rama album called Deep Skin Diving. And nobody knows that. But now everybody who's listened, all six people listening to this show now know that.
Plus us.
Plus that's eight. And the guy who wrote it on Wikipedia, that's nine.
I think that was Siobhan Fahey.
So 9 plus, so still 10.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Young at heart. Young at heart.
It was a massive favourite of the Radio 1 road shows, remember? Remember when they used to do Radio 1 road shows? This was always the crowd pleaser. Until the Dexys Midnight Runners came out with Come On Eileen. About the Bluebells?
Ooh.
Nothing.
Probably not a lot. No. But like they broke up and then, but they still, the song came back for an advert for the VW Golf.
Thank you.
Bad Life.
Este divers, este foarte bun, este curajos, este tânăr și poate sta pe orice masă din lume.
Este noul val din vinul românesc de la Carrefour.
Deschide un vin românesc oriunde te-ai afla. Carrefour. Deschidem vinul românesc pe muzică românească.
Nu vreau niciun diamant, nici vreun cavol elegant. Nu vreau bani și nici nu-mi plac. Totul pleacă de la cap. Nu vreau aur, averi, arme. Nu vreau figuri și nici carne. Fă-mi asta cu mâna ta
și topește-mi inima.
Wow. De ziua mea să-mi faci cadouri, cartofi cu brânză și cu ori. Așa mă pregătești de show, cartofi cu brânză și cu ori. De ziua mea să-mi faci cadouri, cartofi cu brânză și cu ori. Așa mă pregătești.
Cartofii
trebuie să fie noi, ouăle prăjite moi. Doar să-i faci cu brânză rasă sau tăiată chiar nu-mi pasă. Poți să-i pui direct pe masă, pe-i mănâncă și nu-mi pasă. Te rog, fă-i cu mâna ta și topește-mi inima.
Wow.
De ziua mea să-mi faci cadouri, cadouri cu brânză și cu ori. Așa mă pregătești de șor,
cartofi cu brânză și cu ori.
Expat Life.
Music Mark of Scotland for St Andrew's Day.
Moving on, Skids.
Yes.
The first time I ever heard Into the Valley, I thought this is a watershed moment in my musical life. What a thing.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Really, probably the only time we'll talk about Dunfermline.
Dunfermline, as Billy Connolly used to say. Dunfermline, it sounds like an ointment. Put some Dunfermline on it, that'll cure it.
Interesting that apparently Dunfermline was referred or is referred to as the ancient capital of Scotland.
All right.
Before Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's got one of the oldest universities in the world, mm-hmm. St. Andrews. And it's where Andrew Carnegie was born, but I don't really know much about him. Okay, yeah, so it's the Skids. Again, a bit punky, a bit 1977, late 70s era. Stuart Adamson, mm-hmm. Richard Jobson,
yep.
Thomas Kellerchan.
Yep.
And it was, apart from Into the Valley was, their first and
yes.
biggest hit. But this is one that I've chosen, which is not dissimilar. And it's a very poppy. And I think there's only 72 words in the lyrics.
You counted them? Which,
yes.
Man, that is autistic.
Yes, I need to go and put Switch to the Hoover on. So we've got the Skids and Masquerade.
Usual use of synthesizers in a punk record.
Yeah.
Them and the Stranglers. Guess what happened? It was last day of June.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Newcastle with my brother. I went out to see a band, which is something I haven't done for decades or possibly have never done before. To actually go and see a band with my brother in a venue in Newcastle. And it was the Skids.
Oh,
still going. Well, Stuart Adamson isn't, of course, because he left them to form Big Country and then he didn't survive that. Exercise, but Jobson is still but Jobson is still, well, he was, Richard Jobson took over the lead singing duties. I mean, the guy must be 75 years old now and he's still at it, he's still going, he's still got all the energy, and it was a hell of a gig.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, brilliant. Mm. One of the lyrics is kindle and inspire.
Kindle and inspire. I was wondering why it was called that. Please, you picked that, actually. I'd forgotten how good that was. Mm, and it's nice to hear a Skids track that's not Into the Valley.
Yes. Yeah.
That actually was the one that really got the crowd going in Newcastle back a couple of months ago when I was...
Was it?
4 or 5, yeah, when they played Masquerade, everybody was all these... It was amazing. I've got a photograph somewhere. I've got to show you. It doesn't work on the radio, of course. 60-year-old me was probably the youngest man in the audience. It's not a massive venue, but it's probably 600 or 700 people in it. All crammed into this tiny little narrow room. And I took a photograph of the lights bouncing off the top of all the bald heads.
Looks like you're in an Easter egg factory.
Exactly. Moving on, I think again back in time or similar time, the Rosillos.
76.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fit from Edinburgh.
Yes.
Yeah. And they were kind of a more light-hearted, bubbly gum sort of punky, sort of B-52s even, styly, I think, if you want an equivalent. And they were fronted by the very charismatic Faye Fife, if you remember well.
Yeah.
Who was a bit like Claire Grogan in that, well, she had something.
Yes.
Not sure what she had, but she definitely had something. I remember when they were on you've guessed it, Top of the Pops, with playing of the song we're about to hear. My dad walked past. He was on the TV. I'm watching it. And my dad walked past, and he is Faye Fife dancing about and cavorting on the stage in a short skirt there. And my dad came up, and he just stood there for a couple of minutes in front of the TV, not saying anything.
Hmm.
And then he looked at me. And he said, all with a cynical tone of voice, he said, "Well, the whole idea about that is that you're supposed to fancy her." And I said, "Well, it's clearly working because you do, don't you?" He said, "We both do." And he was right, as always. Yep. And the keyboard player in this band was somebody called Joe Callis. Who, Joe Callis?
Oh, yes. Human League.
Exactly. Moved on to be songwriter for the Human League.
Yeah.
And
small world.
Yeah. I'm going to play just a clip from the other Rosillo's track. I think the first hit, something called I Can't Stand My Baby. Simple. Come on, get to the words. Can't stand my baby, it's a real drag. I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna go raj.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is not the track. It's not the track that we were gonna play, were we? So let's stop that one. Obviously they were gonna get on Top of the Pops with this song, but it was guaranteed they were gonna get on Top of the Pops because it's called Top of the Pops.
Just as long as everyone knows what you're selling, what you're
Oh, Rizzillos. Yep, that most well-known song we've just heard.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of UK, they're actually best known for a bit of a love song called Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight.
Earl Vincent the Valiant, no less.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, Earl Vincent the Valiant. Now, what? Tell me, because you know for sure, what was special about that particular song?
I don't know.
Earl Vincent the Valiant, Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight.
It was on Jackass.
Yeah. This is the original by Earl Vincent the Valiant.
Ah.
Your socks will come off when I tell you. Well, that was actually released as a B-side.
Okay.
A B-side to a track called Man of the World by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Because it was actually Fleetwood Mac in disguise.
Was it really?
Yes.
Wow. Did not know that one.
Expat Life. Expat Life.
Music Mark of Scotland for St Andrews Depot.
Over to you. Now, finally, you started to play some sensible music.
Well, we've been punked up for, I think, the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
This one, it's very sexy.
Excuse me?
I should give you a clue what it is. Jerry Rafferty.
It's not the saxophone played by Bob Holness from Blockbuster, is it?
No, it's not. I'll have a pee, Bob. No. It's, of course, the classic Baker Street. Jerry Rafferty obviously wrote it and he sang on it as well. And I'm sure he probably played the saxophone.
He didn't.
Didn't he?
No. There's a story. Back in the days when there was the first, before the internet and memes and stuff, there were not an urban myths, there were kind of urban lies. The story was that not everyone, if you remember Blockbusters, the TV show, children's quiz show hosted by the charismatic, not Bob Holness. Yeah, I'll have a pee, please, Bob, and all of that. Marvelous show. This saxophone here, everybody knows. Well, the word was that Bob Holness played that. And for a while, he went along with it.
Did he?
Yeah. He was dining out on it for a while.
That's so improbable.
No, it was actually the legendary, if you like, have I used that word too often today already, the session musician called Raphael Ravenscroft, who was saxophone player to the stars, he played it. There's a story that says he didn't get paid for it. This song earns £80,000 a year in royalties for Jerry Rafferty. And he got a £27 session musician's fee, which bounced the check.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so where did this whole Bob Holness played the saxophone on Baker Street thing come from? It came from Stuart McConey, BBC broadcaster Stuart McConey.
The guy who tries to be like us.
Yeah, exactly. We've tried to. He had a column in the New Musical Express where he would write fake stories and see who would believe them.
Oh, would you believe it? Yeah. And they did.
And they did. Everybody believed it.
Winding your way down Baker Street, lighting your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day. So many people, but it's got no soul, and it's taking you.
Founder members of Steeler's Wheel.
Indeed he was.
It's that saxophone again. I'd be honest, this song is just the saxophone, right? To be honest. And there's a nice song underneath there as well. Steeler's Wheel, who everybody knows about Steeler's Wheel, even if they don't realise that they do, because of the song Stuck in the Middle with You.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am.
Because of Reservoir Dogs. Was used to great effect in Reservoir Dogs, and to the point that if you know the scene, you can't listen to the song again without going, ooh, because you know what's coming next. Yeah, and before he was in Steeler's Wheel, he was in a band called the Humble Bums with Billy Connolly.
Ah.
They were a folk band, and they wouldn't say the name on the radio, the Humble Bums, because it had bum in it.
Different
times. So they would call them the Bumblebees or the Humble Ones, or they always got their name wrong deliberately. Yeah, and this was when Billy Connolly was a musician, not a comedian.
Of course, he was originally, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had Steeler's Wheel. Okay, I've got a Steeler's Wheel fact.
Tell me.
Well, Steeler's Wheel is a related to Tramier Rovers.
That I wasn't expecting.
And it's Taffy's to the left of me, Scousers to the right, Stuck on the Whirl with You.
Oh, that's brilliant. There must be a version of that out there somewhere on YouTube. I've got to hear it.
There could be.
Marvellous. And apparently, another thing, Raphael Ravenscroft was called into the session musician, expecting to be given some sheet music, some score, something to play, you know. But Jerry Rafferty just played him the track and said, can you play something along to this, please? So he just made it up out of his head. So he composed it as well. And his check bounced.
All for a 27-bounce check.
Should we move on? He had Meteor. You had John Fox with two X's, and you had Billy Curry, and Midge and Billy were working in Visage. Remember Fade to Grey?
Yeah.
And then Midge, he was basically a whore. He would play in any band that wanted him. Remember Slick? They were grown-up Bay City Rollers.
City Rollers, yeah.
Yeah, Rich Kids,
mm-hmm.
who were like a public school Sex Pistols.
Yep.
He even played in Thin Lizzy for a while.
Yes.
He had no shame. And they were all a bit art school, glam rock, lightweight punk, and so on and so on. Then they had this massive hit with the preposterous song that we're about to play. When you think about it, it's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
It's far too long. It's far too melodramatic. But it's a classic.
We walked in the cold air. Freezing breath on a window pane, lying and waiting. A man in the dark in a picture frame, so mystic and soulful.
Yeah. I mean,
the lyrics are just that.
A voice reaching out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until.
I mean, they mean nothing to me, I'm sure.
The feeling is gone, only you and I. It means nothing to me. This means nothing to me. Oh,
remember the video clip for this, standing in the, with a backlit in the, on the railway platform with the steam and it is a long Columbo style Mac.
That's him.
He looked like a pervert. Looked like a pervert. Clip right where he's miming along to it, and that's when that's at the point when you watch the clip and you see the look on his face as he's singing all this. It means nothing to me when he realizes, he thinks to himself, I made it too slow. I mean, after that, Midge went on to write "Do They Know It's Christmas?"
With Bob Geldof. Yes,
with Saint Bob. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
it's easy for you to say. And then he started Band Aid Live Aid, tried to save the whole of Africa, almost succeeded.
Life.